Hi, this is Iris Jackson, and this is Miracles Happen, Dreams Do Come True. And the guest we have today has been on before with us. I have been privileged to come together with her to do cosmic service, not only for animals, but for all life, not only on Earth, but everywhere, forever. And I always wanted a friend like her that was fully, fully, fully engaged in doing service, just like children play, you know, with all her heart, not worrying that she should be doing anything else but magical and loving and with pure pure intention to be of the highest light and the highest service everywhere, forever. And I want to be sure, I don't feel like I've been good at introductions, but I want to introduce to you Sharon because she is a treasure in my life, has made such a difference in my life and in the lives of everyone she's touched and every animal she's touched, and she's touched all of them. She is an, I don't want to say you're an international animal communicator, because you're more than that, Sharon. You're a cosmic animal communicator. Sharon has written Healing Animals Naturally with Flower Essences and Intuitive Listening. She makes the flower essences herself with divine guidance and with the guidance of the beloved cat Lily.
Yes.
The cosmic herself, the cosmic server herself. And sorry, we haven't learned how to block all of our calls, so the beloved, beautiful, precious, dear treasure of the universe, Sharon Callahan. Welcome, oh. Sharon.
Thank you so much, Iris, and all of those beautiful things you said. I feel equally about you. And I think a wonderful place to start our program today would be to really impart to our listeners that every single one of you listening out there, every single one of us on the planet really is a treasure, or we wouldn't be here, that each of us was sent with a special gift to help the world in some magnificent way that we may not have discovered yet, but it isn't too deeply hidden. So I really want to honor the treasure that every person and every animal is. And I think one of the things that we might think about today that actually is one of the many beautiful concepts that comes from a friend of mine and Iris's, Edwene Gaines, who says that each of us should think about the thing that we're committed to changing for all humanity and of course, all creatures on Earth. And I think a lot of us, myself included, when I was younger, I just had no idea that it was possible to do anything cosmic. I kind of felt that if I could do just some one little tiny thing, that would be all I could accomplish. But one of but one of the things that I've learned from my beautiful friend Iris and the animals and my own inner guides and angels and all of the masters that serve the unfoldment of life on this planet is that each and every one of us have the power to do something really great that really can change life on Earth. And it's just really giving some thought to what that is. What is that deep thing in our heart? And for those of us that are listening to this program today, we probably have something that we'd like to change in the world that would benefit animals in a wonderful way. And so it's focusing on the love we have for our animal companions and their environment, and then maybe even fine-tuning that or asking our inner self, our I Am presence, or the guides that watch over us, or going directly to God and fine-tuning that a little bit. You know, what is the one thing that we can do that can really change the world? And then to simply take the first step towards that. And when we take the first step towards that, our life purpose really begins to unfold in the most magical way.
Whoa, wow. And it becomes above that level that's kind of a... It's like tuning to a different radio station.
Totally different frequency, you're right.
And living in that frequency, and in that frequency is joy.
That's right. And one of the things that I've seen, Iris, in my work with animals is that so many of the wonderful people that I talk to really are working on the front lines with the animals. You know, they're working in shelters and sanctuaries, and I've talked to people who were helping animals that were homeless after 9/11 or during the hurricane and the flooding. And so many of them, because of the stress that they're under immediately, really forget that every single thing that we do, we can do with joy. Even if it's under the most extenuating circumstances, we can still take action with joy in our heart. And I think it's really moving into that place of joy that raises the frequency and allows us to do whatever we're called to do without becoming depleted or discouraged.
Well, I think there's a couple things we can do. One, and I want to ask you to do it today, is lead that meditation that blesses all people and all animals and opens their hearts to one another.
I would love to do that.
Thank you, Sharon. And I think we can also do the prayers for animals, that we can join in doing the prayers for animals.
Yes, because that's another thing that is so easy to forget, is the incredible power of prayers and affirmations, especially when a group of us, like you and I and our listeners today, when we're doing it together and with a similar intention. It's so, so powerful.
It is, and I want us to share these prayers. And also, one of them involves the violet transmuting flame, and I want to talk about what the violet transmuting flame is. And also, Sharon, we agreed to for 5 listeners to send your new flower essence sprays, Miracles Happen, Dreams Do Come True, and Saint Germain's Violet Flame Garden of Delight.
Yes.
And we're going to send those to the first 5 people that email us. And is it all right, Sharon, if we also send a printed copy of these prayers that you did to people?
Oh, yes. I mean, for all of the listeners, anyone who contacts me by telephone or email, I'm more than happy to send a copy of the prayer. anyone who asks, I'll send one to.
We want to send out copies of Violet Flame to Heal Body, Mind, and Spirit.
Yes.
And that will go, that with the Miracles Happen and the Saint Germain's Violet Flame. What is it, the Saint Germain's Violet Flame?
It's actually Saint Germain's Garden of Delight.
Saint Germain's Garden of Delight.
Which, of course, is the Garden of the Violet Flame.
Yes. And those flower essences will go to the first five people who email the printed copies of the prayers and a copy of Violet Flame to Heal Body, Mind, and Spirit. Now, I'd like you to, and we'll give our email addresses later, but Sharon, I would like you to talk a little about the Violet Flame and your experience of it, because it is something that we can do for the animals and we can do it for people, because any time you see animals used, abused, mistreated, any of those things, that is the way the person treats themselves.
That's always true. And that's the very reason that Iris and I were guided to make these two particular flower essence formulas, is simply because it helps us as human beings to raise our frequency, as Iris was explaining, and also intensifies our ability to use the energies of the Violet Flame to purify ourselves, in which case everywhere we walk during our day, every animal we encounter, every situation, every person is going to receive the benefit of that. So really, this is such an important topic, because in order to assist animals, we really do have to work diligently at raising our own frequency. But also, as Iris said, it can all be done with tremendous joy.
And the Violet Flame is the easiest way, because you are giving it to Saint Germain and the Ascended Masters and the Violet Flame Angels to heal. And I want to talk a little bit more about what the Violet Flame is. See, because if you don't have any money, if you don't have any time, if you're disabled in any way, you can still call the Violet Flame. And so you're calling for miraculous, purifying, healing, uplifting, victorious. You're calling for Ascended Master conditions to take the place of what has been something that has caused distress to life.
That's right.
And anything that is less than perfect happiness and joy in every moment is something that can be transmuted with the Violet Transmuting Flame.
That's right.
And so one of the things I want to do today is call that forth. And Sharon, I wanted to share some of the things that I was thinking of that came to me in meditation while I was preparing here.
I would love that.
I wanted to ask people to really join with us in prayer.
Please
join with us in prayer. And in a couple weeks, these prayers will be on Sharon's website.
Yes, they will.
And it's something we can do because the three people, Sharon and I and our friend Joanna Cherry, went into the Humane Society in Mount Shasta, and I was really guided to do that. And I thought I was going to look for a dog that I had really loved, that had, you know, I know how you say reincarnate cat, but I don't know how you say reincarnate dog, you know. It was a dog that had come back, and I saw its picture, and I even called to the pound, to the Humane Society, and they had this dog. And I thought I was going for one reason, and... It wasn't that at all. But also, I had to notice that the people that worked there, although it's a no-kill facility, I hate to even say that, didn't really, were so, like, I guess, just broken down by seeing the abuse of animals and feeling like they weren't enough to do everything to get
yes.
a homestead. And all three of us felt really bad and prayed for the animals while we were there and afterwards. But this prayer about the violet flame taking the place of those conditions, about and about every animal getting a home, just doing that, both cosmically, that means all the animals everywhere,
yes,
and physically, pointedly, one pointedly at the Humane Society that you know of, I feel like that can just turn things around.
Yes, and I think it's such an important thing for all of us to remind ourselves that, in, you know, whatever we do to assist the animals in our own environment or our town or city, it isn't just that one thing, but it's that through that experience, we're offering absolute healing to all animals and people and plant life and every living being on the planet. Everything is included.
By just what we do individually.
Yes.
Well, that brings me to a topic dear to my heart, Bunananda, Kama Sutra, Bunzel Washington, and the Last Mimsy. They are... last night, it took me about 2 hours to get them in, and Sharon knows that we have this huge fenced-off area outside with ground covers and tasty ground covers and rhododendrons and what are those? Hydrangeas.
Hydrangeas,
yeah.
Right.
And azaleas and things that they can hide under, and it's nice and shady and beautiful out there. And
the most beautiful bunny habitat I have ever seen.
And they really love it, don't they?
They do.
Well, but at night there's critters out there, and so I bring them in. And last night, sometimes they're real good bunnies, you know, and they'll just come in. Last night, they ran from me, and it took me like 2 hours of going back and forth out there, you know. And you know, I said, up yours a couple times. That's not exactly what I said, but I was so mad at them. I just stormed in the house. But I feel like even though they know I will not hurt them,
yes.
They're still afraid of me.
They are still afraid, and you're right. They know absolutely that you love them and that you yourself wouldn't harm them. But the fear of people and what people do to them, especially bunnies, you know, if you think of all of the animals, I mean, bunnies are among the most abused because they're used in horrible laboratory experiments and...
We call the violet flame into that.
So what happens sometimes if we begin to pursue them, even though we're doing it in a loving way or we're trying to protect them from harm, it triggers that collective fear that is so great, that is carried by the whole collective consciousness of bunnies. And so that level of fear will overcome the level of trust that they have for you. So I think that's where the violet flame meditation is so useful in working with transmuting the entire collective consciousness of all the species, most of all the humans.
Well, you know, you've said an interesting thing before that about when the lion lies down with the lamb.
Yes.
That prophecy in the Bible that there will be peace, and that every animal, there won't be a food chain.
That's right. It's interesting too, Iris, that it's not only in the Bible, but I believe similar statements can be found in the sacred scriptures from all of the different traditions. And it isn't just a metaphorical statement, but it literally is that as we work with the violet flame and as we transmute the old patterns of fear and violence and survival, that the lion and lamb literally will lie down together because really all of the great teachers from all of the different sacred traditions have said that the behavior of animals, the predatory behavior of animals, is really simply a reflection of human behavior. And so as we work on ourselves, as we work on transmuting our own individual patterns of fear, but also as we do that with the intention of clearing humanity as a whole, then the animals will automatically mirror that back to us. They will no longer be predatory because we're no longer predatory. And when you think about it, I mean, human beings are the most predatory of all animals.
You know, I was looking at one of my bunnies, and he has, like, the favorite coat that I've seen on rabbit coats.
Oh.
You know, I mean, I've seen the more of that. It's that white with the little brown spots.
Yes.
And they're so precious. They, you know, anyone that spends any time all around rabbits finds out they have personality.
Oh, do they ever?
They have a sense of humor.
Just try to catch them.
But, you know, then they always let me know that they're letting me catch them.
Yes.
But, you know, now they want me to write all their stories. You know, they have the Peace and Freedom Bunny Coalition.
Yes.
Bunananda wants to write a column, an advice column for
Webb. He's already started.
Yes, he has. And, you know, I told him last night, I was chasing him around. I said, you guys, you know, I could be writing now. You could be telling me, you know, what you want.
You know, one of the things, Iris, that I'm feeling while we're talking about this from the bunnies directly is that every time you go through your nighttime routine of trying to catch them, which is usually right around twilight, isn't it?
Well, sometimes I let them stay out after dark, but never... I don't know, 9:30 is the absolute curfew.
And what I'm feeling from them is that they're actually, every time you do that process with them, you attempt to bring them in, they run from you or they hide under the bushes, and then ultimately it's like they peacefully surrender themselves to you, letting you know that they're allowing you to catch them. What I'm feeling right now is that every time you do that and you are able finally to get them because they surrender themselves willingly to you, that every time they do that, they're releasing a level of the fear of the rabbit collective. And I think maybe in working with the four of them, what we need to let them know is that it actually doesn't need to be a long process, that it can be instantaneous. Because really all healing is instantaneous. It's just that we've forgotten that.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't blame them for not trusting humans.
No,
I mean, I feel apologetic. It's like I want to say to them, I'm not with them, guys. I know humans do that, but, you know, it's like facing horrible racial prejudice or something.
That's right.
And I really, I feel like asking their forgiveness for all the things people have done to them. And some of the things I've seen pictures of, and I've really had to use the violet flame to get that out of my mind, because I don't want it to be an acceptable idea or picture in anybody's mind. I don't accept that. I don't accept that behavior from humans.
Nor do I.
And I really, 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 really ask people to wake up now. And I'm committed to waking people up.
We're overdue to wake up.
Yep. And as we wake up, the things that we regret and have to consume with the violet flame is anything where we've been cruel to any part of life.
Ourselves included.
Yes. Yes. So,
And Iris, I think too, before we say the prayer, I feel in some way, because you've actually worked with it in a little more direct way than I have, you might do a little description of the violet flame and what it is, and then we can do one of the prayers, and then we can do another prayer at the end.
Okay. The violet transmuting flame is a sacred fire. It is not a physical fire, although you can qualify physical fire with its properties. And that means by decree, by the calling as and from the I am that I am, the real truth in ourselves, with that authority, we call it forth to transform and transmute conditions. It is for healing, forgiveness, transformation, transmutation, and harmony. And it is for the purpose of removing from life the cause-effect record and memory of everything that causes distress to life, everything that is less than purity and harmony and divine love and joy and freedom, everything that is less than beautiful and the fulfilled heart's desires, the living in the miraculous eternity of now in joy, everything less than that is something that we as humanity have made up to limit the perfection of God.
That's right.
And so this is the time of realizing that that is a Warner Brothers movie. It is not real. It does not have the support of the source of all life behind it. Therefore, it is nothing. But we have believed it, and we are one with God I Am. Therefore, what we have believed has power.
Yes.
So it is to transmute beliefs, false beliefs. And it works on the emotional body. It works on the DNA so that we clear our past. And when we clear our past and when we do the forgiveness of our past and send the violet flame into it, it uplifts and releases and heals and perfects and harmonizes all those who were in our world then as they were, clear up through the present and into the future.
Right.
And that is a cosmic service. The more people that will call it forth and do these prayers, it's not like one and one having our intention together is like double power. It is squared.
Right.
And for everyone that joins us, it is squared again. And because we have that intention, we have that intention of having animals treated gently. We have that intention of treating each other gently and with respect and honor. And so, do you want to add anything about the violet transmuting flame?
Well, just one little thing that I was thinking of while you were describing it so beautifully is just that I think one of the hardest things for people to do sometimes is really to forgive themselves, be kind to themselves, But the beauty of working with the violet flame is that if we send the violet flame, the power of the violet flame out to assist in clearing all of the negativity that humanity has thrust upon them, then as we do that for the animals, we actually are clearing ourselves too. So it's a kind of roundabout way of honoring and clearing ourselves.
That's really good. And what is that cosmic law? Everything you send out, you get to keep 70% of, or is it 30%? I forget.
Oh, I'd go for 70 at least.
Oh, man, some of us are in trouble. And none of us are in trouble if we call the violet flame into that, because it can be transmuted in an instant.
That's right.
I want to exhort you to learn of the violet flame, to use it, and the violet flame will teach you of itself.
Yes, it will.
The invocation that I do changes every time, and the violet flame is what changes it. I can't explain it more than that.
Yes.
But I just want to ask you to make yourself a vehicle and a facilitator of the violet flame, and one of those intending that everything that is less than joyous and honoring of life be removed here on this planet and everywhere, and replaced with joy and freedom and happiness and harmony and fun and laughter and abundance of every good thing.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes. And it's just a matter of doing it, of calling in the violet flame and doing the prayers. We just simply have to do it. That's all there is to it.
Yay, Sharon.
Yay.
Give me a V. Give me an I. Give me an O. I feel that way about it. You know, I am a cheerleader for all life being happy.
You are.
I am. So are you. And besides being queen of the fairies and the animal spokesperson of the cosmos, So I'm going to call the violet flame now, and is that what I'm doing now, Sharon? Is that what you...
I think that would be wonderful.
Okay. So I would ask you to just put everything on the altar that no longer serves you, and anything that you feel that's going on with you that doesn't serve all life. And then put everything on the altar that you've ever seen of cruelty, everything that's hurt your heart for yourself and animal and other people's lives, everything where you've seen someone else punish themselves. And let's be very specific. Disease is self-punishment.
Yes.
Debt is self-punishment. Beating yourself up, self-punishment. Telling yourself you should be some other way, self-punishment. And all of it is something that can be transmuted now. So it can be transmuted with our intention. So visualize it coming up from the center of the earth, up through your feet, around you about 20 feet in diameter, because that is your feeling world that you've collected.
Mm-hmm.
And out, up and out through your body, through your emotional body, about 20 feet in every direction. So there's this cylinder of the violet transmuting flame. It is the color violet. It is pulsing. It is beautiful. It does not burn. It never hurts anything. It only raises everything. It removes the pain and struggle. The belief in that.
Yes.
And all the cruelty we've seen, been part of, allowed unconsciously, all of that, we put that on the altar. And what we do here with those who are hearing this and understand and are committed to it and go you know, align with us in purpose here. We form a cup, a chalice, that it becomes a violet flame sun, a permanent, eternal, ever-expanding violet flame vortex that uplifts all life it connects with in any way. So join with us in purpose and intention and in visualization to be free yourself and to raise all life with this. Through the power and authority which I am, by the Lord God of our being, I am that I am, of Iris and Sharon and all those who join with us now, as the cosmic authority of eternal freedom to the earth, we now call forth the full gathered momentum, cosmic power, cosmic pressure, cosmic sun concentration of the inner essence of the violet transmuting flame of love and forgiveness and healing, the fire of forgiveness, the law of forgiveness, the spiral blue flame of Saint Germain, the violet flame power, the violet planet, the violet flame power of the seven mighty Elohim, the violet flame power, the lords of the flame from Venus, the violet flame power of the violet flame angels to heal, blaze, sweep and love through us now, through every life stream and life form, in, upon, and above the earth, and out into the atmosphere and beyond, into all planes and all dimensions, into all galaxies, all planets, all star systems, every being everywhere, consuming, dissolving, and transmuting all cause, effect, record, and memory of everything that has been less than divine creation. Everything that has caused distress to life, everything that has been a belief in lack and limitation, all of cruelty. Do you want to add, Sharon?
Well, you're doing beautifully. Keep going.
Everything that is unlike our divine inheritance, what truly belongs to us as one with the I am that I am. God, I am in all of us, and we command collectively and individually for ourselves and all life that we be freed from everything less than the purity and perfection of the Ascended Master's octave, the harmony and happiness and honoring of life, the freedom, the opulence of every good thing, and all true hearts, dreams, and desires fulfilled. In this, the holy instant, we accept this now. We accept that the earth is now a permanent, eternal, ever-expanding violet flame vortex, freeing all life from everything of suffering, which is everything less than the perfection God intended for all of God's children in all kingdoms, animal, plant, mineral, human, Davic, all kingdoms. And so it is.
So it is.
Okay, Sharon, what do we do now?
Well, I feel, too, just something that came to me as you were doing the beautiful prayers is how much the animals, you know, whatever species our animal companion is, whether it's a dog or cat or bunny or mouse or whatever, when they look in our eyes, they really are doing their very best to mirror back to us our I am presence, our original purity, and to have that mirrored back to them. So the animals are working so hard to remind us every moment of the perfection that Iris was speaking of. And so if we just combine with what the animals are already doing, our own prayers and consistent prayers, The world literally will change overnight, and really the lion will lie down with the lamb.
I am so looking forward to that. I am so looking forward to
Won't we have fun?
Yes. In the morning, in the evening. happen all day long. So I want to be sure we tell people how to reach you. I want to be sure that we do all the prayers for the animals. And I want to be sure we do the meditation. What else do you want to be sure we cover?
Well, I can think of lots of things, but I think to do a good job, it might take the time that we have left to do each of the prayers and then to say a little bit about them. I can be reached at most easily by email through my website, which is www.anaflora.com. And you can go directly there and email to me, and you'll also find links to three other websites that I have that I think all the listeners would enjoy. There are lots of prayers and things that people have written in that are very beautiful. And you, Iris?
You can reach me at Miracles, MIRACLES, HP@yahoo.com. That's miracleshp@yahoo.com. And the first five people to email Sharon or I will receive a copy of Violet Flame to Heal Body, Mind, and Spirit by Elizabeth Clare Prophet.
A copy of each of the prayers.
Yes.
And a bottle of the flower essence formulas, St. Germain's Garden of Delight, and Miracles Happen, Dreams Do Come True. And those flower essence formulas were made specifically with the intention of connecting us with the power of the violet flame, the power of transmutation, the power to raise our frequency, the frequency of the animals and the planet instantly. And then along with that, we'll be sent a copy of each of the prayers.
Oh, and Vanananda, Carmel Sutra, Bundle Washington, and the Last Mimsy want you to know you will receive a copy of their pictures from the Peace and Freedom Bunny Coalition, which they have formed.
And boy, are they the cutest.
They are the cutest. But I wanted to say something about them. I feel that they, and also the treasurer, Angelicus, that we got at the Humane Society.
Who thinks he's a rabbit.
Yes, he tries to play with the rabbits. They ignore him mostly, but he has bunny fur. He has the softest bunny fur. And I thought we were going to the Humane Society for one reason, and we went for all of these reasons to help the animals there, to call forth homes for every animal everywhere. And the treasurer's Angelicus and the bunnies and all of my cats, I already had six cats, you know, so my rational mind did not bring home a cat. And he was just mine.
There was no question, was there?
No, there was no question. And, I mean, let me put that correctly. I was his. It's more like it with cats.
And I think it's just a beautiful example of how important it is for each of us to follow our intuition and our inner guidance, even if it doesn't make any sense. And no matter what the rational mind tells you, if you're given guidance to go into the Humane Society or some particular location, then it's so important just to follow that guidance, because what happens is always magical.
It is. So shall I read the prayers that came through out of our trip to the Humane Society?
Yes, please.
Because Treasurer says that he's here to actually help you and me disseminate information that he has about how to lift animals out of these conditions.
He says he's got lots of information.
Yes, he does. And he's here to, as are all of our cats, they're here to change the way people treat animals. And also, they're here to exemplify the divine blueprint.
Yes, they are.
Of how animals are to be treated. And so, with that, I'd like to read these prayers and tell you, you will be really lucky if you get a copy of Sharon's prayers, because they have wabbit energy.
Wabbit.
They have glitter on them too.
Yes.
And they're magical, having come from your hand, Sharon.
Thank you.
So we sort of, all of us, felt into what was in the Humane Society and what the animals were dealing with and what the people were dealing with. And so, and we felt so bad. And I wanted something that made us feel useful and not helpless with that, with what was going on.
Yes.
There. So when I meditated on it, this is what came through. Every time I connect with, or, and all of us can do this, every time I connect with or am aware of anything less than the perfect health, happiness, freedom, and divine bliss, the source of life intended for all beings, a billion minds are awakened and a billion beings are released forever and healed of all cause, effect, record, and memory of those conditions. And a violet flame vortex of ever-expanding divine perfection is now established in place of those conditions, invincibly expanding and eternally sustained every day, creating more joy, beauty, harmony, freedom, happiness, and the abundance of every good thing. And we say, ah men, ah women, ah children, ah animals, and all living things. And yee-haw! And then this is a prayer both collectively and individually for different shelters and for all the animals everywhere. We give thanks that each of these animals is now delivered into the heart and hands and loving, gentle care of responsible, kind humans who nurture and support their happiness, well-being, and freedom, and who receive and know the precious, unique, divine gift they are. There is a perfect home for every animal, and we call them forth now, and we do give thanks. And so it is.
So it is.
And we invite you to do that with us every day. And that prayer and the others that Sharon is going to do will be on her website in 1 week, right?
That's right.
Okay, so.
And I also encourage people, and I know you do too, Iris, when they connect with the energy of the violet flame and bring it up into their awareness, to really feel free to allow the violet flame to bring forth your own prayer, because there's no end to the number of prayers that would be beneficial. So let yourself go with it. And another thing I was thinking, Iris, during the prayer is just, it's so important that whenever we do a prayer, as this beautiful one that came through, is always to do it as if it's happening now, you know, never put it in the future.
Oh, I'm just looking to see if that was, if that's in, well, every time I connect with or I'm aware of anything less than,
it's perfect.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. It's perfect.
Well, it assumes that there'll be more, that I'll see more. Maybe we don't want that.
Treasurer says he'll help us correct that.
Oh, Treasurer. Isn't he a treasure?
He is a treasure.
And we got him at the Humane Society.
He is the most gloriously beautiful kitten. He's white with blue eyes and just the perfect gentleman with just enough naughtiness. And he's very quiet and very dignified, and he's not sure he's a kitty or a rabbit. Truly, he's an angel.
He is. He is, and very magical. Well, Sharon, I think we have about 5 more minutes, so I want to be sure that you give the prayer that you do with your friends and clients.
All right, and also, I don't know if we have time to do both. I'm thinking we should do the meditation for restoring the bond between species. That might be even more important.
Okay, well, go for it.
Okay, for all of us listening, as we sit quietly and breathe in, we imagine that we're filling every particle of our being with divine light, which is also the violet flame, and that divine light fills our heart, mind, and all the cells and atoms of our bodies. On our next breath, imagine that we're breathing in the light for all people on earth, allowing the divine light to fill their hearts, minds, cells, and all the atoms of their body. Imagine that we're filling every particle of our animal companion's being and all animals with divine light, and that divine light fills our animal companion's heart, mind, cells, and atoms. Now imagine that we are filling all animals of all species with divine light, and that divine light fills their hearts, minds, cells, and atoms. Imagine that the breath of divine light is restoring their hearts, minds, and bodies, and their sacred connection with one another, and that sacred connection connects all beings and things on earth. From this sacred space of connection, let us imagine together that the combined light of all beings radiate out and encompass the planet, plant, and mineral kingdoms, penetrating deeply into the core of the earth. From the core of the earth's restored heart, imagine the earth radiating divine light deep into space, connecting with and illuminating the stars, planets, galaxies, solar systems, and all beings that reside in all universes. On an in-breath, let us feel the love, healing light of all beings and things in our universe and all universes beyond, filling our hearts, minds, and bodies. On the out-breath, let us send back the healing light to all beings in all universes. Let us do this prayer each and every day, at least once, if not more often. And then to continue breathing in and out, remembering the prayer as we go about our daily life.
And let it be so.
And let it be so.
And so it is.
And so it is, and we do give thanks.
And Sharon, I wanted to say also that in that last part, I visualized the lion lying down with the lamb and being in this heart, this pulsing heart that's just sending that out.
I do, too. That's the most beautiful image.
Yes, it is. I think you have time to do the other prayer.
Would love to do the other prayer. This last prayer is a little more simple. It was actually written many years ago and said it at many of the retreats and things that we have given over the years. We offer our prayers and our loving thoughts for those animal species now on the brink of extinction, for all animals held in unnatural environments, for those who are abused and neglected, for all those who are put to death or who must die alone. For those species becoming extinct, we ask for healing. And we ask that if it is in their highest destiny to stay with us on planet Earth that this be so. For those animals confined to artificial environments, we send our light, our love, and our blessings. And if it be in their highest good, we ask that they be released. For those who are put to death, we ask that they be delivered mercifully into the hands of a waiting angel and taken to a place of beauty and love. We acknowledge each species of animal and each individual within each species for their power, their wisdom, and their courage. We honor their unique and critical place in the web of life, and we mourn their passing. We send them our light, our love, our blessings, and the great transmuting power of the violet flame.
And so it is.
And so it is.
So we ask you to join with giving those prayers. We can do amazing things, and we'll be shown more things to do physically to help the animals. And Sharon, you have said that the ascension of all life, the freedom of all life, from everything that causes distress to it.
Yes.
Is the key is in how we treat animals.
It is. It's absolutely the thing that will transform the world now.
So I give thanks for everything you're doing for the animals and all life every day, Sharon. I ask you to come back when you can and say again how people can reach you.
I can be reached at Anaflora, AnaFlora.com, or by calling 877-926-1245.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you for having me, and I would love to come back anytime.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Dawn. Thank you, BBS. And may all your dreams come true and be 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible.
Yes.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw! Thank you so much, Iris, for having me.
Thank you, Sharon.